I'm just curious, you mentioned earlier in your talk about, in particular, I guess, Germany, and now there's also discussion about Japan with respect to nuclear power plant shutdowns. How realistic do you think it is for countries like Germany, highly industrialized, to actually shut down that enormous capacity of nuclear, even with their own predictions showing a massive increase in coal? It's almost like the greenhouse gas issue is taking a complete backseat. What's your opinion on that for the longer term?
Yeah. You know, Adam, I think all those countries, you talk about Germany and Switzerland and probably Italy, even Japan, have taken the right political decision. That's the decision they have to take now. The feelings are still fairly raw, and to take any other decisions, I think, wouldn't be prudent for the government. Economically, realistically, can they stick with those? Boy, I'll tell you, it'll be tough for all of those countries. Germany, Switzerland has said we're going to phase out by 2032. Well, I can tell you I'll be hopefully golfing somewhere by 2032 when they take that decision. Japan, it's raw. You know, they bring their units down every 13 months for operating, for maintenance. And then to get them started back up, they have to get certain approvals, and they're taking a little bit longer. But then again, not a lot of options. You know, if you're still committed to clean air and climate change and greenhouse gas reduction, and quite frankly, what do you replace it with in some of those countries? So, as I say, I think it's the right political decision for now. I think time has to pass, and we have to give it more time. People need to understand what happened at Fukushima, what the industry is doing about it, and over time, I think it'll come back on.
With an Australian accent, I'd like to ask Kintyre, what's going to make it go? You said you're working towards production decision. Is it a price? Is it contracts? Is it whatever?
Probably all of the above. We're just in the pre-feasibility stage there. We'll have, we're drilling off the ore body. We put out a resource estimate that was in the range of what we thought it would be when we bought the project a few years ago. So now we're working with the local aboriginals. We're doing metallurgy work. We're doing the environmental assessment work around the property. And our plan is to have a pre-feasibility report by the first quarter of 2012. That for us in our process is a stage gate that we would stop, look at the project, and if it makes sense to carry on given what the world looks like, then we'd move on through feasibility, and then that would be another stage gate into development. So it's progressing as we'd hoped. We're getting great support from the local government there, so we are optimistic that'll turn into a good project for us.